Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I am very pleased to be joined by two people who are representing possibly my favorite film that I've seen at the festival so far, which is titled The Disciple. And we're with director Chaitanya Tamane and actor Aditya Modak. So thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. And so, all right, so obviously this is the obligatory question. Given that the film is relatively new and a lot of people may not have seen it yet, would you like to maybe say just a few words to introduce it as the director of the film, about the story or anything?
Sure. It's a film that's set in the world of Indian classical music, which is a very rich, unique subculture, I would say, in India. And it's the story of an artist who's struggling to find his inner voice, who's struggling to pursue excellence and negotiating his artistic expression in a fast-changing city like Mumbai, right. You know.
Which brings me to my point. Actually, the city of Mumbai is very important in the film too, right?
It is. It acts like I would say devious character that's playing on the psyche of the protagonist, and it starts closing in on him because the city sees a change in the film, and so does the character in a way. And me being born and raised in Mumbai, I personally relate to the craziness, the chaos and the ethos of that great city.
Right. And Aditya, as an interpreter, because a lot of people who even will end up watching this film may not even be familiar with Indian classical music, as an interpreter of this transcendental music, what do you normally say to introduce it to someone who is not familiar with it at all?
Yeah, so honestly, to put it in a simple way, this is the oldest music which has its presence even in the ancient sculptures. And it has come, and it's very different from any other forms because it's very an extempo kind of a music, where once we know all the basics of the ragas and just the melodies, it's all about like what you can do with it at that moment when you're performing.
Right. So
this is one typical aspect of it which is very different, because many other cases you can rehearse it, like what I'm going to perform, but in this case it's more of like I don't know what I'm going to sing at this moment for this concert. So that way, it's very different, and that's what makes it very unique every single time when you perform it.
You have to be in touch with a side of yourself and maybe discover yourself in the process,
perhaps? Yes, absolutely.
Right. And I just wanted to get in a little more into the disciple side of things, the guru and the disciple relationship. I mean, how would you describe that? It's very specific to Indian classical music in the way that it is represented?
Right. I mean, just as a tradition, it's very, very old in India, this whole master-disciple relationship and tradition. And it's very interesting the way it operates in the world of Indian classical music, because this is a music that you cannot learn from text. This music can only be learned through oral transmission from a guru in person. That's the only way to learn this music. Also because it's so abstract and so complex in a way. And I think one of the key operatives for a practitioner of this music when it comes to learning from a guru would be complete submission and complete faith in your master to teach you the music, you know, and its various complexities and its various facets. If you have any shred of doubt in your mind, you know, that will keep you from fully grasping and fully learning what the guru has to offer to you. And also from a guru's perspective, they will only teach students who they feel are ready to receive that knowledge. Because back in the olden days, this music was not easily accessible or easily learned. So they had spent a lifetime to acquire the knowledge that they had. And back in the old days, being a disciple meant living with the guru, doing the household chores, and being almost like a servant in the house, because the philosophy was you're not only learning the music, you're learning a way of life from the master. And even when you hear the master practice their own music, you're learning so much just by listening to that, by overhearing that music. So yes, and how that has changed in today's times in 2020 was a very interesting aspect to explore.
Unfortunately, I have been told that we are running out of time.
Okay.
Because we want to be respectful. But Aditya, I just wanted to kind of end it with you and sort of, you know, I wonder whether you have come across stories such as the one of the character that you play that perhaps helped you get into the role easier and perhaps form a stronger bond with it as well.
Yeah, so what I can say is that there is no like one typical story, but if I look back to my journey of the last 20 years when I started learning and I was going through and now then I started performing, I can definitely relate to many of the things which the character also goes through. The love that he has for his guru, the surrender, the, like how surrendering he is to him. All this I could definitely relate to. The love that he has, and he's ready to like keep aside all the things to just learn that music from him and just be like his guru.
Right.
So this is something which I could definitely relate, and I have seen many of my fellow musicians also like that. So yeah, that is something I could definitely, that helped me to connect to the character very much.
This is excellent. Music is such an important part, obviously, of this film. And I think that even those who are not familiar with Indian classical music would be introduced to it via this film, but also connect with a universal story. So maybe we'll end it there. It is also a universal story, right?
For me, primarily, it is a very, very emotional and universal story. It could be the story of a ballerina. It could be the story of an athlete. It could be the story of a poet. It just happens to be set in a very unique and interesting world.
Yes.
But at its core conflict and its core ethos, I think any artist or anybody who's trying to do something unconventional and find their own artistic voice will be able to relate with.
Absolutely, I totally agree with that. And with that, we are going to have to end it here. Thank you very much for joining us. I remind our listeners that the film is called The Disciple and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.